You are listening to The Naked Scientists with me, Ben Valsler, and with Helen Scales. If you would like to contact us through Twitter, just tweet with @NakedScientists in it, or you can send an email to chris@thenakedscientists.com.
Right, well, now it's time to join Dave Ansell for a watery experiment, and he's going to explain how water pressure dictates the shape of a dam.
In last week's Kitchen Science, which you can find online at thenakedscientist.com/kitchenscience, Dave used water as a way to teach me about the processes that make wind. This week, we're looking at water itself, so I'm guessing, Dave, you're going to use the wind.
No, fundamentally, I just like water, so we're going to use some more water.
OK, well, it's raining out there, so it seems an appropriate day to be playing with water. What do we need to do this week?
Well, what you want is a big fizzy drinks bottle, a 2-litre plastic fizzy drinks bottle, a drill to make some holes in it, and a whole lot of water.
So if we're making holes in a plastic fizzy drinks bottle, I'm guessing we should have drank the fizzy drink first.
Yes, an empty bottle would be ideal for this experiment, otherwise it's going to get very messy.
OK, and we have a drill. We're going to put holes in them just anywhere in the bottle.
Basically, you want a line of holes all the way up the side of the bottle. I'm putting mine about 3 centimetres apart. I'm going to start off with a 3mm drill, then open them out to about a 4.5, 5mm.
So this is one line going straight up the side of the bottle of reasonably large holes. We're certainly not talking pinholes.
No, you want something which water will flow out through quite nicely.
If you're going to do this at home, always be careful if you're drilling. Is there anything particularly dangerous about this setup, Dave?
Plastic lemonade bottles are very, very slippery, so you want to be particularly careful that your fingers aren't anywhere near where you're drilling.
OK, I shall step back and let you drill in that case. So here we go with the first hole. Well, we now have a plastic bottle with several reasonably large holes in them. What's the next thing to do, Dave?
What we're going to do next is fill the bottle up with water and see how the water flows out through the holes. Now, the problem is the water's going to flow out from the holes as we fill it up. So first I'm going to put a piece of tape down over the holes, which will make it a bit easier to fill it up.
So we're just blocking the holes with tape before we go and fill it up.
I don't want my garage to get completely soaking wet, so let's go outside into the rain.
Well, it does seem appropriate that we're going to be standing and doing this experiment in the rain. And now we're just going to fill the bottle up from an outdoor tap. Let's get this done quickly, Dave. It's cold and I'm getting wet. OK, well, it's clearly leaking a bit from around your tape. But what do we have to do now?
So I'm just going to pull the tape off and see what happens.
Well, very predictably, the water is coming out through the holes. But it's coming out quite a long way. It's squirting out a good couple of foot from the very bottom hole. The water level's so far down now that the top one is no longer anything coming out. But the higher up in the bottle the hole is, the shorter distance the water's actually going when it squirts out. What's going on there?
Water's a fluid, which means it's squidgy. So if you squash it from the top, it squidges out to the side, so it pushes on the side with the pressure. So the more weight there is above it, the harder it's going to push out on the sides. This means that the water at the bottom is going to be pushed out through the hole much harder than the water at the top. If you double the depth, that actually doubles the pressure, so it's going to come out with twice as much energy.
So if it's coming out with twice as much energy, it's going to go quite a lot further.
Well, the kinetic energy of an object is proportional to its velocity squared. So if the energy is twice as much, then the velocity is going to be the square root of 2 times as much, so about 1.4 times as much.
So it'll go about 1.4, 1.5 times further?
Yeah.
So even though there is only 2 litres of water here, we can already see a significant difference. I assume that this just scales upwards, and if we had a bottle twice the size, then we'd see that effect again.
That's right. Again, the bottom one would come out about 1.5 times further than it did from this.
So is this why when people build a dam, they make the base of it really, really wide, and then it just gets narrower towards the top?
Yeah, that's a lot of what's going on. It's also the reason why you want to build a high dam in the first place. Because for every kilogram of water which goes through your dam, if you've got 100 metres of water above you, that's going to be 100 times as much energy as if you've only got 1 metre above you.
Which is, of course, exactly what you want when you're generating electricity from a dam.
That's right, more energy per kilo of water.
Well, I'm starting to lose the feeling in my fingers, so this has been a very good but very cold Kitchen Science, and frankly, I'm getting quite wet, so I think we should go inside. That's all for Kitchen Science this week, and we'll be back with more very soon.
Well, for once, it's not me who's getting soaked in kitchen science. So that was the experiment showing us that a bottle with a line of holes can demonstrate how water pressure is much greater the deeper you go. So water squirts out much further from holes at the bottom of a bottle, and that explains why water at the top of a dam will leave with far less energy than it will at the bottom. And I can certainly vouch for how much pressure develops as you go down in the sea, because I spend quite a bit of my time underwater, and you can really feel the pressure building up just even 10 metres down. Your ears pop, and it really put once you get to 40 metres, I don't recommend it, really hurts on your head. Anyway, for kitchen science, you can have a look at pictures and video on the website at thenakedscientist.com/kitchen science. And you can find out how to try all of our other experiments at home and watch videos of the dangerous ones that we really think you shouldn't try for yourselves.
Thank you very much, Helen. It does make a change that it's not you getting wet. Instead, it was Dave and I, which I guess we bring upon ourselves.